Word of God. We come before your presence as we honor your holy and gracious name. Father, you alone know my character and the content of my mind. Father, you know me from the very foundation of the world. It was you who sanctioned, it was you who declared, and it was you who decreed this life that I live. A life, Lord, that was designed to honor and to glorify you. And because of who you are, we stand in awe, Heavenly Father, for your holy greatness, for you are truly an awesome God. And now, Father, we pray by your power, as well as your grace, as well as your provision, that you, Father, would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and then do what you've anointed me to do. We pray your power upon this place, that we may glorify your name in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in the perfect, the powerful, and the pleasing name of our Lord, our God, and our King. In Jesus' name, we pray, and all of our children said amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Weston, Minister Bell, to you, the Antioch family, to those of you that are visiting with us today and those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you today, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from a couple of scriptures and a couple of books. John 3:16 and 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through about 8. John 3:16, familiar passage of scripture. And 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. And when you found it, say amen. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through about 8, where we find these words, charity or love suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bearing all things, believing all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use our topic this morning. When God revealed his eternal love. When God revealed his eternal love. This is our first series in a message on love. And we will be echoing that throughout the month of February. When God revealed his eternal love. Only God can adequately define love. We can see God's love in everything that he created. For God said that everything he made was good. It was God who defined love. And he defined it from an inner and spiritual perspective. And because God defined it, love goes far beyond what man can comprehend. God's love is unmerited. We don't earn it. His love is unconditional. And that tells us it's unlimited. And when we think about the love of God, it goes far beyond what my mind can comprehend, even as I think about the total spectrum. God has far superior knowledge of what my definition can be. There are no adjectives that I can use that would adequately define what God knows and God experience in us, his eternal powers of love. Love is the greatest commandment. In fact, all of the laws and all of the prophets are summed up in these two commandments. Love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Love is the only debt that must remain outstanding among us. Love covers a multitude of sin. Love is the only way that the world will ever know that the people who gathered in this building every Sunday really are his disciples. My brothers and sisters, love is not a noun, which means a person, a place, a thing, which I learned at H.S. Thompson High School, H.S. Thompson Elementary School in Dallas. But love is a verb, which means it shows action or state of being. And what ultimately matters is not knowing what love is, but actually doing what love does. Any doers in the house? And because love is action, love beginning was in God. John 3:16, my brothers and sisters, in a few words, tells us the story of salvation. And it also tells us about God's love for the world. For God so loved the world. God is the self-existent one. He is undefinable. He is all-powerful. He is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. And in my mind, I sometimes wonder about the things on this earth. But the God we serve covers a whole universe. He has love for everything that he created. God loved us. And his agape love is connected with the nature of God. God loved us even though he knew everything about us. And then John said, God so loved. That is the greatest degree. And there is nothing higher, greater or superior than God's love. God so loved the world that it took his son to come and reveal and show us the love of God the Father. That word so is so great, so wonderful. So marvelous is the love, is the so love of God that it is inclusive, regardless of our story. Maybe you were adopted, or maybe you were abandoned. Maybe you were disabled or mentally challenged. God said, my love, my soul love is inclusive. It covers you because I love you. And in spite of the fact that men will look at us and not love us, God said, I don't care what you look like. I don't care your color. I don't care your frailties. I love you so much that I'm willing to love you unconditionally. So many times in this world we get caught up in love, but it's the wrong kind of love, the phileo.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Weight, Unstoppable Weight.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald, host of Money Making Conversations.